Anointing, every yoke of hardship, I must be broken. It is time, guide up your life. By you anointing, every yoke of failure, guide up your line. For you are mighty. The yoke of hardship, I must be broken. It is time. For you are mighty. The yoke of poverty, I must be broken. The yoke of sickness, I must be broken. It is time, guide up your line. For in you are mighty. Every yoke of failure, I must be broken. Every yoke of hardship, I must be broken. Every yoke of poverty, I must be broken. It is time, guide up your line. For in you are mighty. Every yoke of poverty, I must be broken. Every yoke of failure, I must be broken. It is time. For in you anointing, every yoke of sickness, I must be broken. Every yoke of oppression, I must be broken. It is time, guide up your line. For in you anointing, every yoke of failure, I must be broken. It is time. For in you are mighty. And yoke of hardship, I must be broken. Guide up your line. For in you are mighty. And yoke of hardship, I must be broken. It is time. For in you are mighty. Every yoke of failure, I must be broken. Every yoke of poverty, I must be broken. It is time, guide up your line. For in you anointing. Every yoke of poverty, I must be broken. Every yoke of sickness, I must be broken. It is time, guide up your line. For in you anointing, every yoke of sickness, I must be broken. Every yoke of failure, I must be broken. Every yoke of hardship, I must be broken. Every yoke of poverty, I must be broken. It is time. For in you anointing, every yoke of hardship, I must be broken. It is time, guide up your line. For in you anointing, every yoke of failure, I must be broken. It is time. For in you anointing, every yoke of hardship, I must be broken. Every yoke of problem, I must be broken. Guide up your line. For in you anointing. Every yoke of sickness, I must be broken. It is time. For in you anointing. Every yoke of failure, I must be broken. Every yoke of hardship, I must be broken. Every yoke of bondage, I must be broken. It is time, guide up your line. For in you anointing. Every yoke of hardship, I must be broken. Every yoke of profession, I must be broken. Guide up your line. but in you are anointing. All that I just say and do today. Come down and manifest your power and your spirit, God, and your presence. Yes, to say to Jesus, we have to bless the people today. In the name of Jesus Christ, hey, Rebu, Sando, Yaba, Baba, hey, Rebu, Ebrundo, Ebrundia. Let it be you, Lord, today. Let it be you, Lord, today, to reach out to every one of us that have come into this service. We have come into your presence, O God. Let your anointing flow to reach every boy, every girl, every man, every woman that have keyed into this program this morning, Lord. Let there be a visitation from on high. God, do something new in the lives of everyone today. That our joy will be full, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Lord, with us today. Yes, Lord. In Jesus. Yes, in Jesus. In Jesus. In my soul, oh, I have touched just the hem of his garment, and his blood made me whole. It is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus. In your soul. For you have touched just the hem of his garment. And his blood. Make you whole. It is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in your soul. For you have touched just the hem of his garment and his blood made you whole. It is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in your soul. For you have touched just the hem of his garment, and his blood made you whole. It is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in our soul. For we have touched just the hem of his garment. And his love made us whole. Yes, Lord. We dedicate this anointing service to you, O God. Give us an open heaven today. Pour your spirit, your power, your anointing, your grace, your mercy upon everyone who is coming to this broadcast today. Lord Jesus, visit us mightily. do something new in our lives, that our joy will be full. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God, have your way in this service. Let it be you, Lord Jesus. Let it be you, Holy Spirit. Manifest your power, your anointing to save, to heal, to deliver, and to bless. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, have your way. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Let us bless the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Let us bless the wonderful name of Jesus. We must bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. We must bless the wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, y'all welcome to Holy Ghost service, anointing service this morning. God bless you all for coming in the name of Jesus Christ. Our text is taken from Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. The book of Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, it says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from all thy shoulders, and his yoke from all thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing of God. Every yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing of God. What is a yoke? A yoke is a body. A yoke is oppression. A yoke is sickness. It's a disease. It's a problem. A yoke is that issue in your life you have been trying to overcome, but there's no way. But I tell you, Jesus Christ has the anointing. That anointing is what God is going to release upon you this Sabbath today. And every yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing, the yoke of sickness, the yoke of oppression, the yoke of depression, the yoke of obsession, the yoke of poverty, the yoke of hardship. Every yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing that is the word of God for you today. I don't care how many yokes are there. You know, the devil has been putting yokes in people's lives, Satan and his demons. They are the author of sin and sickness and evil. Every good thing coming from God and every bad thing coming from the devil. The devil has come to see, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life, our life more abundantly. The devil came to put yoke in people's lives. The devil came to put frustration and failure in the lives of people. The devil came to spoil things for people. But I got good news for you. Jesus of Nazareth came with the anointing. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all manner of sickness and disease. For God was with him. Acts of Apostles chapter 10, verse 38. Our God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power. It's about the anointing. The anointing will make the difference. Oh, yes, the anointing is the presence of the Holy Spirit. the presence of God, the presence of Jesus in your life. That is the anointing. Oh, yeah, but we talk about the oil. The oil is the symbol of the anointing, the dough and fire and water. There are many symbols of the anointing in the Bible. Fire, the dew, water, these are all symbols of the anointing. But those are not the real anointing. The anointing is the presence of the Lord, the presence of Jesus, the presence of the Holy Spirit. See, all the olive oil, they are just symbols of the anointing. The real anointing is the presence of God upon your life, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of Jesus. It is that anointing, that presence of the Lord Jesus Christ that saves his deliver. Remember Luke chapter 4, verse 18. St. Luke Gospel chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus entered the temple and opened the scriptures, and he began to read Luke chapter 4, verse 18. I'm going to read that real quick, just one verse. St. Luke Gospel chapter 4, verse 18. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus took the Bible and began to read. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. See, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us to do all these things. It is about the Spirit. Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is something about the Spirit, the anointing, the presence of God today. I tell you, something good is happening already. Hey, Rebosiah. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Say, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The word liberty means freedom. When the Spirit of the Lord comes, there is freedom. There is liberty. Yes, look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. See, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon your life, when the anointing of God, the presence of God comes upon your life, you receive liberty. You receive freedom from demons, from evil spirits, from powers of darkness, from principalities of power. You receive freedom. Oh, yes, you receive deliverance. You receive healing. You receive the blessings of God upon your life. You see, this Psalm 23. See, thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. See, Psalm 23. See, he did. He said, thou anointed my head with oil, and my cup runs over, the cup of blessing, cup of anointing. Yeah, there is something about the anointing of God. Yeah, the anointing is coming upon everyone that has come into this broadcast this morning. As many that have come into this service, I tell you, this is the anointing service that sets you free. Have you received the power since you believe? Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. He says, thou shalt receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. When the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you receive power. Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, that's when you receive power. The Holy Ghost is the power of God. The Holy Ghost is the power of God. He carries the power of God, the presence, Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. He said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Ye shall receive the power of God in your life after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, he embraces you, he is anointed, the presence of God. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of freedom. The Spirit of God brings deliverance. The Spirit of God brings liberation. There's liberty. So where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty from oppression, from depression, from obsession, liberty from all the negative things that the devil has brought into your life. Liberty. Freedom of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Jesus has come to give you that Spirit. And he told the disciples, they tarry ye in Jerusalem to ye be endued with power from on high. And the believers in the upper room, Acts of Apostles chapter 2, 120 believers in the upper room, in the house of Mary in Jerusalem, they were waiting for the power of the Holy Spirit. And on the day of Pentecost, as the believers were praying and waiting on God, the promise of the Father came. In the latter days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall see visions, and they shall prophesy. And on that day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came down. And everyone was filled, overflowing, and speaking in tongues. The power of God has come to liberate the people. The presence of God, yes, has come to destroy every yoke of oppression. The church was empowered. The believers were empowered by the Holy Ghost to go out and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ with signs, wonders, and miracles. That is what the anointing does. The anointing is the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, in your family, in your home. That anointing destroys every yoke. Whatever yoke you are going through right now by power of the Holy Ghost, that yoke must disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your anointing today. In the name of Jesus. Yes, this anointing oil is a point of contact for the release of the presence of God. Wherever you are in any part of the world, if you have your anointing oil, hold it up in your hands. I'm going to pray right now. I'm going to anoint myself. I'm going to anoint these cameras as a point of contact for the anointing to come upon you and your family. Wherever you are, there is no distance in prayer. The centurion says, only speak thy word and my servant shall be healed. Yes, I'm asking God to sanctify this anointing and bless it. God, let it be the oil of gladness. Let it be the anointing that destroys the yoke. Let it be the anointing for breaking through and breaking forth. Yes, let it be the anointing of God. Yes, and every yoke in our life is destroyed because of the anointing. The yoke of oppression, the yoke of sickness, the yoke of frustration, the yoke of failure. The yoke that God did not put in our life, be destroyed right now because of the anointing of God that is being released by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, everyone, wherever you are, get ready to receive that anointing right now. I'm going to put this anointing on myself. That God is anointing me, and as such, that anointing is coming through these cameras to every one of you, wherever you are. That anointing is destroying every yoke because of the presence of God is symbolizing the presence of the Holy Spirit. Anointing, let it fall on me. Anointing, let it fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, let it fall on me. Anointing, let it fall on you. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us. Anointing, fall on us. You of heaven, fall upon my dead soul. You of heaven, fall on me. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and take full control. You of heaven, fall on me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We receive on the throne of grace right now. God, give us an open heaven. Do something new in our life today. Let your fresh anointing, your new anointing, your presence of God fall upon us, every one of us in this battle. And let every yoke of the enemy, the yoke of sickness, the yoke of disease, the yoke of hardship, the yoke of poverty, the yoke of frustration, the yoke of failure, every yoke may destroy from our lives, from our family, from our home, from our business, from our job, from our marriage. From our wives, from our children, from our families, from our businesses, from our job, every yoke we destroy right now because of the anointing of God. In the name of Jesus, God will receive from your throne of grace your supernatural divine anointing for upliftment, for upgradement, for enthronement, anointing for supernatural divine promotion. Come upon us right now. Oh, yes, God, you anointed David to become a king. God, anoint us for supernatural divine upliftment now. Yes. Yes, God, anoint us for promotion, for upliftment, for upgradement, for enthronement, supernatural divine enthronement of God. Comes upon our lives, upon our ministries, upon our homes and family. God will receive the double portion of your anointing. Here, Bosaya, Yablo, Kodo, Robo, Boyeke, the Arababa. From an Elisha, ask for the double portion. God, we are not asking just for a long, deep anointing. God, we are not just asking for a need, deep anointing. God, we are not just asking for an uncle, deep anointing. God, we are asking for supernatural, divine, overflowing anointing. The anointing that overflows. Harabasa, Jesus was anointed beyond measure. God, anoint us now beyond measure. Arebokoseya, Eblodokodoriya. Hey, we receive it. Receive the anointing. The anointing of God is upon your life and your family, your home. Because of the anointing, every yoke is being destroyed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive. Hey, Messiah. The bodies are being rolled away because of the anointing of God in the name of Jesus. Frustration and failure is being rolled away because of the anointing of God in the name of Jesus. Yeah, we receive from God's throne of grace all that God has for us. We receive. God is showing me someone you have been suffering because of no good accommodation. God is giving you a new house, a new building, a new place to live in. You shall not be homeless. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God is sharing people with financial difficulties. Because of the anointing of God that has been released today, that yoke has been destroyed in the name of Jesus. No more financial difficulties. We receive financial breakthrough and abundance and plenty. We receive from God's throne of grace. In the name of Jesus, anointed to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, anointed to walk the works of God, anointed to live a holy life, anointed to live a prosperous and abundant life. We receive it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the yoke of poverty, the yoke of oppression, the yoke of depression, the yoke of obsession, the yoke of backwardness, the yoke of failure, the yoke of sickness and disease is destroyed from our lives today, right now, because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost that has come upon us. Every yoke is destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Rababaya. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we receive from the throne of grace. It's happening already. It's happening already. Ah, Rabbataya. God is crowning our effort with success. Yes, Lord, we shall not struggle. In the name of Jesus, God, you have anointed us to sower in life like the eagle. The eagle sower. The eagle does not struggle. All other birds are struggling to fly. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount on wings of eagle. They shall soar. Yes, God will receive the anointing to soar. To soar in life and ministry. In our families, we soar. We are not troubling in the name of Jesus. Say the Messiah. Touch not the Lord's anointed. And to my prophet Noah, we are the Lord's anointed. God has anointed us to win, to overcome. God has anointed us to triumph over our enemies. We trample Satan and his demons under our feet in the name of Jesus. Arakabayara, we shall be above and not be beneath. God has made us the head and not the tail. God, you have anointed us for supernatural divine abundant grace and mercy and favor upon our lives, our homes, and family. We receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. We are the head and not the tail in the name of Jesus Christ. Eblanda. God is showing me people with stomach problems in their belly, in their stomach. Put your right hand there. Put your right hand in your stomach area, your belly area. There are some growths. There are some unwanted issues and things in your stomach that are not good for your body. Yes, by the reason of the anointing of God, that yoke is being broken. It's been destroyed because of the anointing. Yeah, receive the touch of God right now. Be made whole by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Messiah, somebody with a weight condition. Yes, God is touching that weight pain right now. It's being healed because of the anointing of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father Messiah. Yah, blondo, yeah, blondo. Yes, we receive from God's throne of grace. Yes, there's going to be open doors. Opportunities are going to pop open. Yes, opportunities for better jobs, better businesses, better opportunities are coming. Yes, in the name of Jesus, begin to receive. Yes, open doors. God said, I set before you an open door. No one can stop it. Yes, I place before you supernatural breakthrough. Break forth and possess your possession. God, you have anointed us to break through in life and ministry. To break forth. We break we possess our possession. See, in the name of Jesus. God, we are prospering and in good health, even as our souls prosper. In the name of Jesus, we receive the word of God of our lives. God has the final say. In the name of Jesus. Say it in Messiah. We receive a double full restoration of all the years that the canker worms and the locusts, the palmer worms and the caterpillars of it. We receive a double full restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. I tell you, something has happened. Yes, in the name of Jesus. God has anointed us for supernatural divine upliftment, divine upgradement, divine enthronement, divine promotion, for us to be above and not beneath, to be the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, it is Messiah. Our bodies are rolled away because of the anointing. Our frustrations and failure are rolled away because of the anointing. Every yoke has been destroyed from our lives because of the anointing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. Pass in a prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen and amen and amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. Yes, I want to thank every one of you for being a part of this service this morning. God bless you all. Thank you for joining us. The Lord reward you all abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive all God has for you today. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Anointing, let it fall on me.